Hey, this is Janine Parker from Swan. Come alive with Ansley Dennis at 90.5 FM.
Alive 90.5.
Oh, yeah.
And the time has gone through 3 minutes past eight, and we got the lovely Kirsty Lee Akers all the way from the beautiful Wananrua Hunter Valley, and she's from the First Nations. She's also premier, and she's on the block with her hubby. And I'll give you a bit of introduction about it. She's the perfect artist we need in 2021. Authentic, exhilarating, and extraordinary. She's no stranger to pushing musical boundaries. She's unveiled her eccentric and exciting new single, For Love. Now, we all need love in our life. We can activate that oxytocin, that feeling of emotion and everything. And she's worked across some favorite collaborators of Phil Barton and Bruce Wallace. The result is an upbeat, vibrant track, sharing a story of love, blending modern country with fusions of pop. Now, Kirsty has written the single about her husband, Jesse. Now, I'm not going to ask too much. We're going to get Kirsty's version of this, because I want to make Kirsty's version of this and make sure that, we're going to ask Kirsty how that's going. Kirsty, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you going?
Good morning. I'm reading this wonderful blurb about you, and I thought, hang on, let me rather not say everything. I'm going to get the full rap from you.
It was a nice intro, thank you.
Thanks. Well, so you wrote the song about your hubby, and you're on the block obviously with him and everything. First of all,
yeah,
how
for
long
those that watch the block, you would know Jesse and I from that show, and you'd know my husband Jesse. He's a very, very humble, lovely guy, and we've been together pretty much half of our lives. We went to primary school together and we went to high school together, so we're high school sweethearts. We've been together since we were 16 years old, and he's always been a big supporter of my career. You know, there was lots of times there where he would be working two jobs so that I could be over in Nashville writing and recording music, and he's just always, yeah, been my biggest supporter. And he's at every show. He's, you know, selling my merch, or he's backstage helping out the band, and he's a very talented music video director, so he does all my music videos. And I really wanted to have a song that, you know, represented our love story and shined a little bit of a light on him.
Wow, so a perfect man does exist, girls.
Yeah.
That is the sweetest.
No, awesome, man. That's really well. I must say, it's great when your husband supports you that way. And also, I'm really proud of you. It's amazing when you hear these fairy tale stories about people falling in love from high school all the way through and just having this great relationship.
Now, we're one of the lucky ones.
No, definitely. Well, keep it strong. The biggest thing is, people always say it's easy to get married. The hardest part is staying married.
That's okay. Really,
so
really
keep
clever.
That flame growing. Keep it burning. Keep that excitement and ignition, and keep it going. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. I'm going to hand over. We've got Faria and we've also got Karenza. And we're gonna make sure that we're gonna have a few questions this morning. And
yeah,
we're going to ask Karenza to start off with her first one. Go for it.
Hello, Kirsty. How are you?
Good. How are you going?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, I guess. I wanted to just ask, you have such a wonderful story, and we're so lucky to hear such a beautiful love story. I just wanted to ask, what inspired you to, I guess, create your music career and just jump into starting a music career such as this?
Well, I actually come from a musical family. My mum and my nan and my aunties, they all sang when I was a kid, and I just thought that was normal, that all families sang like that. I didn't realise until I went to school that, you know, not all families broke out into song every day at every event that you go to. So it just sort of come naturally to me, and my mum entered me in my very first talent quest at 3 years old, and I'm so, so grateful that there was someone in the audience that day that had a camera and was filming, because we didn't have a camera or anything like that back then. So it's so great to have that footage, and I guess the love for music just grew from there. And I guess my parents saw that I had a talent, so, you know, they focused a lot of their life around helping me chase my dreams, and we'd travel around Australia to different talent quests. We'd camp on the side of the road in a really crap car at the time, and they just tried to get me to perform in front of as many people as possible. And then when I turned 16, I entered a competition called the Toaster Road to Tamworth, and I won that competition, and that won me a trip to Nashville. So I'd never even been on a plane before, let alone another country. So that was a really big eye-opener for me, but that really started my love of songwriting and co-writing. And the year after that, I won another competition called Toyota Star Maker, which has been probably our biggest competition in country music in Australia, and it's the competition that the likes of Keith Urban and Lee Kernaghan have won. That's what started their careers off, and it also kick-started my career. It got me my first record deal and released my first album at 18, and then the following year won my very first golden guitar. So, yeah, I've just always known what I wanted to do, luckily, and I'm so grateful that I get to do what I love as a job.
Oh, what an incredible journey. And there's so many life lessons. Do you have any kind of lessons that you learned along the way?
I think the biggest lesson for anyone that, you know, wants to do this for a career is just to never give up. There's been so many times where I've had letdowns and rejections. You know, it might sound like I've had a pretty smooth sailing, but I literally have been doing this for the past 30 years, and you know, I'm still chasing that dream, and I just, you know, no matter how many setbacks I get, I never give up. And I think I've really got my husband Jesse to thank for that as well, because he's always been that one there when, you know, I've felt like giving up and thought that, you know, this is never going to happen for me. He's the one saying, no, you're amazing, you're going to do it, you're going to achieve your dreams, you just got to keep at it and work hard. So yeah, just never ever give up. If that's your dream and that's, you know, what you think about doing every single moment of the day, you know, every day when I'd get home from school, I'd go straight into my room and play guitar every single day. It wasn't a thing where my parents had to force me to go and practice, you know, guitar or sing. I was just so obsessed with it. So, yeah, if anyone else out there is like that, yeah, don't give up, because it will happen.
Oh, that's such wonderful advice. And I'm so glad to hear that you had so many great supporters behind you. I have Farrier here, who would love to ask you a question as well.
Yeah. Kirsty, so nice to be talking to you this morning. How are
you? Thanks
for having me. Good, thank you. Listen, firstly, I just want to say it's so good that you've actually, I mean, it's great to hear that you've grown together with your husband in all stages of your life. It's really, really nice to hear that. And congratulations on that. And I'm sure it's going to get stronger
thank
and stronger.
You.
I did have a question for you regarding your journey and where you've been. And it was such a fantastic story to hear. Is there anyone in particular that stands out in your mind throughout that said, oh, you're never going to make it? Because I'm sure there are few people that would have said that, because there are people like this on this earth. And what do you want to say to them in a positive way, like today, that you've kind of like made it and you're doing your thing, right?
Yeah, there definitely have been people that have said that, and I've actually written songs about those people as well.
And that's a perfect revenge.
It's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah. Never do the wrong by a songwriter, because you'll most likely have a song written about you. But I remember when I was a kid, my mum was only a teenager when she fell pregnant with me. She was 16 when she fell pregnant.
Wow.
And literally our first house was a caravan. So we literally come from nothing. And I remember growing up, and we had this, you know, country music club that we would go to, and I would sing at every week. And I remember there was this one really bitter old woman, and she'd always say things like, oh, you know, Kirsty will never make it. She'll just end up with like her mother and not do anything with her music career. And I think that just gave me extra motivation to prove people wrong.
Yep.
I think it says more about those kind of people than what it does about
I itself. Think those people are necessary in everybody's lives, because you see that they actually bring out something in you. It's actually a blessing in disguise. People don't realize that they bring out something in you, that drive. And you obviously had that drive in you, so you made it. Good on you. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Great. Okay, before we bring the listeners your beautiful song, and I'm also going to share your music video, the official music video, because I've been watching it. By the way, I need to ask you, there's a question I have.
Yeah.
Is that your hubby in the video with you?
Yes, It is. Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Like, it'd be awkward if it wasn't.
It would be awkward. Okay. We just want to make sure.
It would be weird to sing a love song and put it on the ground, right?
Yeah.
It was. And that music video was really interesting for us to make because we were in lockdown when we had to film the music video. We literally, it could only be Jesse and I. And I'm so lucky that obviously Jesse is my music video director. But this one was funny because it could only be us. We couldn't have any, you know, people on set helping or any actors or extras. So it was actually, yeah, a really beautiful music video to be able to film. And it was extra tricky for Jesse because obviously he was in front of the camera, but he was also behind the camera. So he had to come up with different ways of how he could control the camera while in front of it. So he had, you know, like a slider and a remote control while controlling it while acting in the clip with me.
Great. Well, Kirsty, I'm going to be bringing the listeners your song right now. But before we do that, I need to ask, where can people find you? You want to share, where's your music? Where can they find you? What's your handles on all your social media, etc.?
Yes. So for those listening, you can grab my music. Obviously, you can purchase my albums at places like JB Hi-Fi, but most people listen to music online these days. So you can get on Spotify or iTunes or Apple Music, any of those streaming services, you can get my music. You can head to my website, which is www.kirstyleeacres.com, and of course you can find me on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, all those you know, social media outlets that we can't live without these days, that somehow we did once upon a time, but these days we can't. So yeah, you can find me anywhere online.
Awesome. Well, for everybody out there, what I'm going to do is, by tomorrow as well, if you didn't get an opportunity to hear this interview, by the way, this is a bit hard, but I'm going to be sharing this podcast on our social media as well. So we'll get a recording of this interview as well for all the listeners as well to share. Okay.
Perfect.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be bringing everybody, all the listeners now, your song for love. By the way, did we ask you, it is about your husband. Is there anything else about it, by the way? That you want to just
This song is definitely inspired this song, and I actually wrote this. You mentioned the guys earlier on in the interview. I wrote this with two of my favorite songwriters, Phil Barton and Bruce Wallace. I was meant to be in Nashville writing with them last year, but obviously got cancelled due to COVID. So we decided to jump on Zoom and try writing that way, and I'd never done that before. So that was a really cool experience, and we enjoyed writing so much. We ended up writing every single Tuesday throughout those lockdown times last year, and this is one of those songs that came from one of those Tuesdays.
Awesome. Here is For Love by Kirsty Lee Acres. Enjoy.
Drive across town if you're ever feeling down. So I just love to make you smile. Whatever I could do to change your shade of blue, you know I'd go that extra mile. My heart and my soul.
how it had to be, darling.